The time is 3:22 p.m. We are back on the record for the formal hearing of OPA PA 16-003 and 16-005.
So, with respect to the exhibits that you've referred, that the TLK has referred to thus far, and the procurement records that have been submitted, will the parties agree that all of those materials can be considered by the public auditor in making a decision on these appeals?
I have no problem with all of their procurement record because, and I think it's the record. I mean, all our documents are from the procurement record, with exception of, I think, one or two in my chronology.
Right.
And then I think two other documents, which we will have Mr. Lee talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I will double check, but I think all of those are part of what we got from GVB.
So like your chronology, for example, I mean, you submitted, it's really kind of demonstrative, right?
Yeah, it is demonstrative. I guess,
what is your feeling, Mr. Fisher?
My position is that as to, I think we're talking about two things,
right?
Production of witnesses and production of documents.
Well, let's focus on documents first.
We have no objection to the public auditor considering what has been submitted as part of the agency procurement record.
Well, what about everything that, that has been submitted by TLK thus far?
You had
concerns about, for example, the transcript of the board meeting and...
Yeah, and I think there's 31 documents now that they, I don't know if they're actually moving them in, and I don't know, of course we haven't gone through them all. I'm not sure which ones are copies of stuff in the procurement record, in
right.
Which case, I mean, the question's moved, but as to, I think that was document 30, which is the chronology?
Right.
Okay. I don't think that's appropriate in the record, so we do object to that, absent the foundation made for each representation.
Right.
And then I've forgotten what 31 is. Is that
31
the
is the is the certification document for Mr. DeKnight.
Okay, that's also in the
right.
record.
I'm sorry, 31 is the negotiation memorandum?
Negotiation memorandum.
32 is the certification.
Right.
Okay, thank you. And all of those things are part of the procurement
record. So what would probably be easier is if the documents that are objected to are the ones that are pinpointed, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that can be done between the two of you, and then the public auditor can make a ruling, you know, as she, when she in her decision, you know, about whether she relied upon it or not.
Okay, I guess we would need them, for them to represent on the record which documents
they're moving in. Maybe we don't need to do that right this moment.
But sometime.
But before we end today.
Mm-hmm.
I only have one objection, which is the email chain from Kamar.
Yeah.
That was attached to notice because it's incomplete.
And as to something like that, right? And obviously the public auditor will look at it more carefully, but, you know.
So I just need to know if you're going to admit it, because if you so, I'd like to question on it, because I have some issues with it. Question Mr. DeKnight on it. So if you're not going to admit it, then there's no point in it. But if you are, then I need to question him. And it's an incomplete document, which is not fair, and it's completely prejudicial. But
I mean, you could just, I think the inclination is to be as inclusive as possible regarding the documents the parties want to submit. So as to something like that that you find objectionable, and as to the documents you find objectionable, maybe the issues, you can make your record, right, about why you object to it being admitted. Issues like completeness are something that the public auditor, you know, if she were to determine it becomes admitted, you know, it
right.
might affect the
maybe,
weight.
Maybe right? That would help. I mean, I don't want to make it difficult. If Mr. DeKnight can call Pilar and say, forward that email to her, him, the entire chain, which she should be able to do without hiding in any tech, then let's go forward with it. If she cannot, then if she refuses to, then, you know, we go forward anyway, but at least that's in the record. We should make an effort to try to get that. We just got that yesterday.
If I could interject, I think we already have produced it, but they won't be satisfied with that representation, so of course we'll ask her to, I guess, print all or whatever the instruction is to the computer to produce the whole chain. Got no problem with that.
Right, but then public auditor is not going to issue a decision until everything is received.
Yeah, so I suppose that it would be some sort of an objection subject to production of the entire year.
I mean, the objection can be, you know, the objection can be noted, your record can be made, And if public auditor admits it, it would be subject to the concerns that you would raise, right? And inferences can be drawn as to why it's complete or why it might be incomplete. But I mean, the understanding is that the parties want this expedited. At the same time, everybody needs to have an opportunity to make their record and to present what they need to present.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are not done today, we're going into August. If the public auditor doesn't have all of the documents that are needed to make the decision, you know, within the next day or two,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, the decision might not be until August. So
okay, so I'm all for getting this done. I think it can be done. I just need to know. I have a couple more questions for him, and then
we have Mr. Baldwin downstairs.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? Let's release him. Okay.
Release him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think maybe this is the point where maybe you guys have the discussion about what you agree and disagree to. That will affect your course of witnesses and questioning, right? So why don't we take, don't you think? Maybe take 10 minutes.
While we take this break, could we ask Mr. DeKnight to call Ms. LaGuardia and asking her to forward that chain of email to him? It's one chain.
I mean, I don't think that's something that for me that I would want to order at this stage. I mean, you can make the request of him and Mr.
DeKnight. With that email chain, because it's Google, it's Gmail, so I hit print all, so that is the chain.
So that's a more complete chain
than what was, and that's why we provided it, because there were some emails there that wasn't included in the chain, so.
If you establish through his testimony whether you're satisfied with his representation?
I can tell you right now it's incomplete. I know for a fact.
Okay, so
I know there are hidden emails.
Can you produce them so that we can get the document in?
Are you asking me to produce your document? I don't have the electronic document.
But you said you knew
it's
for
doctored.
A fact.
It's been doctored.
Okay, so
that's what I'm saying. I can't prove a doctored document.
So okay, all right. Well,
that's
why don't we so the documents that the parties agree to will affect how you proceed, right? So, if we can limit the scope of what would be objectionable.
I don't think it's unreasonable. Since they're trying to get this in on the eve, it wasn't even included in the boxes that we saw.
Right.
Okay? And they could have, this was a March email. So it wasn't even produced to our, so this, in response to our Sunshine Act, or to the, it wasn't included in the procurement file, which is why it came in yesterday. Why is it unreasonable to ask them to forward the entire chain? Because we're all trying to accommodate.
Right.
I don't think that's that is unreasonable. I think that they should be ordered.
Well, I mean, make the formal request at this time, and the response may dictate how the document is treated in terms of admissibility.
Okay, Mr. DeKnight, would you please call? Would you be willing to call Ms. LaGuardia and ask her to forward the entire chain of email to the OPA's address?
The email that
forwarded to us, so we can divulge. We have to look at it to see if there's some sort of communication.
Right.
Excuse me, it's privileged, but non-privileged. Of course, we have no problem giving that.
Objection. There's no privilege. There's no communication with with counsel. So there is no privilege. That's false.
How do you know that?
Why don't we take that one document aside, and other than that, why don't the parties take a moment to see whether they'll agree to, maybe you identify all of the exhibits you want to bring in.
Okay,
and
I can
Mr. Fisher, you say there we can go one by one, whichever ones are objectionable.
Go through my record on our
That's
easy stuff.
That's easy.
They're in their case in chief, so I don't.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just find out what it is they want in. And we don't object to the procurement record. So.
Right. Do you want
we can identify. We will identify everything on our witness list that's in the procurement record or taken from the procurement record.
Exhibit list.
Yes.
I mean, you guys do it off the record.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Then
we'll narrow that down.
Right.
Right.
Because I think, you know, I understand where you're going on you know, some, the issues you've raised. I don't know whether or not you need to try to get a lot of it out from Mr. Denight, you know, by asking him, you know, about the content of certain documents, because if they're admitted, then you can make the argument, right?
But they're not admitted. They're hidden.
No, I mean, other than the one that you're saying is hidden, right?
There are like five of them hidden within the chain. It says hidden text.
I mean, setting aside that issue.
But it's a huge issue. Because there are intervening communications between GVB personnel. It shows who it went to. And it just says, where it has the text, it says hidden text.
And you're going to have the opportunity to address that in this appeal.
Okay,
putting that part aside, there may be, the bulk of it is probably, you know, non-objectionable. So if we can identify, if we can just limit what is objectionable or what you need to
The context, though, too. Because there's just...
Well, you make your case however you want to.
Okay, all right.
So, one moment.
Oh, go ahead.
Would you like us to do that now?
So let's go off the record, and the parties
will discuss.
We're off the record at 3:34. We're back on the record. It's 3:45 p.m.
The exhibits, the TLK exhibits that GVB objects to are exhibits 4, which we have not used yet. Exhibit 7, the February 25th board transcript. Exhibit 15, the March 10th board transcript. And then exhibit 28, the SD Farm online info, which we have not used yet. And then the chronology, exhibit 29.
Could you repeat that again?
I beg your pardon?
Could you repeat?
Yes, I'll just give you the numbers.
Uh-huh.
Right, 4, 7, 15, 28, and 29. I'm sorry, what's 23? It's not. No, there's nothing in 23. Why did you say 23? It's not. So, but with respect to their documents, we do not. I mean, I still insist on getting the full document. I don't have a problem questioning it, but I just think that I'm entitled to the full document. And frankly, I just think that it is wrong to not allow us to be able to get the full document or ask them to produce it. I don't understand why they're hiding it.
Can I speak to that? Because that was my email. No.
We'll get to it in just a moment, okay? So we've determined we don't think that this is going to be done today. It's 3, what time is it?
3:50.
Mr. Fisher is not available past 5.
I prefer that. I've got a very full day tomorrow.
Well, so do we, but I'm happy to accommodate.
So.
But he's not, I guess.
Right, and so the next available date is August 9th at 9.
Are you available tomorrow at any time?
No, we're not, because we have another hearing.
Oh.
And he's not either, right?
And, right. So August 9th at 9 will be the continued hearing. Mr. Fisher, you're going to have a case to present?
Well, can we ask him what his case will involve and who his witnesses are? Because I don't think it's...
You can proceed on your case.
You know what? May I? Sorry. Okay. I can finish Mr. Denight up in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I've already decided that we won't call Mr.
Baldiga.
Okay. And I think that Mr. Jackson would be redundant.
Okay.
So I think that he can cross-examine him, his witness. I'm going to put up Mr. Lee. And let's try to wrap it up. And I don't know who else he wants to call. If he wants to have Mr. Jackson come down, make him come down. That's fine.
No, we're going to stop at, we're stopping at 5, though.
I'd like to know what his case in chief is going to involve. Because if we can get it done, then let's try to get it done.
We'll just have to see how it goes.
You can make that determination after they complete their case. Okay. I mean, are you sure you're going to want to?
Yeah, because I'm going, look, let me ask you something. I mean, I'm happy to ask about that letter, that email, all right? I mean, but I just,
public auditor is going to order that that letter, that the complete emails be produced.
Submitted, okay.
But
I'm going
to
ask questions.
But to council and to the public auditor.
Which, by the way, is fine, but could we have Mr. Denite explain the hidden text?
We can do it on cross.
When we go back into his testimony, either one of you can have that addressed.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether you want to commit.
I'm fine.
I don't know if you want to commit to trying to complete, because the public auditor is going to give everybody the time that they need to present their cases, but we are going to go into August unless Mr. Fisher is done today. And you missed hanging.
Well, let's try. Let's try to get it done. Because I think, you know, if it's just a little piece, why do you want to come back in August?
Right.
And
it's up to you guys.
I mean, you know, if we can get it done, we get it done. Because it's hard to come back and finish. If there's half a case left, that's different. But
well,
if we're talking
closing
about
arguments, you know, you can prepare for your closing argument. We want to just make sure we're not, because of the time pressure, that we're, feels they didn't have the opportunity to present.
We didn't have, the parties didn't have an opportunity to present their cases.
No, I can understand that. May I suggest that for closing, you can do a closing brief or whatever, and just
findings of fact.
Proposed findings limited to certain pages.
I mean, you guys both have to agree to that, because Mr. Fisher might want to do oral closing, but I mean,
yes.
If you guys agree to it, if the public auditor is fine with it, that's fine.
Yeah.
So why don't you, Ms. Tang? I mean,
I can do oral. I can do closing too and a finding of fact. I love to both do both.
So I mean, but it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll be happy to submit finding of fact. I think that's always helpful.
I mean, it's not being requested at this time.
No, I understand. Okay.
So why don't we go forward with the presentation of your case?
Okay.
And then we'll take it from there.
Okay, Mr. Denite, are we back on the record?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Denite, I'm going to show you this will be 33. Okay, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. You are aware that Exhibit 32 was produced yesterday, July 5th, 2016,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And why was it not produced with the procurement record?
Yes, I was reviewing my notes for the hearing today, and I noticed in this email was in the files, and you know, we just went back to look at the email, and I noticed there were some emails not included, so I wanted to make sure that we provided all the emails. I discovered it yesterday or day before, and then submitted it as part of the email requested regarding this.
And so this document, Exhibit 32, chain email, was also not included in the boxes that Ms. Fitzpatrick inspected when she visited GVB yesterday.
Not in the box.
All right.
That's Exhibit 33, right?
33. All right. And Do you know why Ms. Kono did not produce it when we did our when TLK made its Sunshine Act request?
I'm not sure why.
Who put together the documents for the Sunshine Act request?
We worked with the legal counsel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and whose records did you review for the Sunshine Act request?
Whose records did?
Yes. What records did you review?
The communications that were requested.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. What's the problem?
I'm sorry, the Sunshine Act request. I mean, I'm happy to direct it. I'm not trying to make this.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, it's an exhibit in our document. So we sent a Sunshine Act request to GDB, and that's exhibit. It's not an exhibit. I thought it was. Sorry. But you remember the Sunshine Act.
Yeah, request. Yeah. So we try to provide all the documents related to that, and I noticed that this was not included in that, and so I wanted to make sure that because I had it in my possession and I discovered it, that it be included.
And are the emails of GVB backed up anywhere on any server?
We use Google.
As a platform?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they're in Google.
Yeah, so Google has it.
Yeah,
basically.
Correct.
All right. Okay, so let me just do this. So taking you through, this is a 3-page document. And it appears to start for page 1. March 5th to March 8th, correct?
Because the two pages before this, where the emails were already submitted, and we discussed those earlier. So these were the emails that weren't submitted. So if I don't know if you're familiar with Gmail, and I know you had a question about quote text hidden. So what I did is on this conversation chain, I hit print all, and that's why it says quote hidden text. I think those are it doesn't double print the emails, because these are all chain emails, right? So it doesn't print the same email 5 times, but we can print the kind of just break out each on the conversation, each individual email, and then we can print the emails that came under it if that's the way you prefer to do it. But this is print all conversation, so it just prints each new email on the conversation, and that's why it's hidden, because it's hiding the chain that, so it doesn't do a chain after chain. But
okay.
we can provide it in the way that, if that's what the...
So you tell us what you want ordered and...
Yes, I would like a complete email chain, so long as there's no attorney-client communications in it. And there is, please identify, put in the log. Mr. Fisher is familiar with privilege logs, but I would like the entire chain with all communications.
But that's what I'm saying. It is, but so the way it would print, it would just show, after email 1, okay, you got email 2, it will show email 1 and email 2, then it will show email 1, 2, and 3, and then, so I'll try to do it.
But you can print it so it shows the entire body of the email.
I'll see, but so what I did is I hit print all, then it prints each one 1 time instead of, and hides.
That's
the
okay, but as long as we can say, this is the chain that matches this, and the dates for the parties will be there, then we see the chain. That's fine.
Okay.
Any objection to that, Mr. Fisher?
Well, it's subject to review, of course.
Right. You will. So, Mr. Denight, you printed out, you provided to GVB counsel, and you provided to the, and then you provided to public auditor.
Of course.
First, you determine whether or not there's anything
privileged. If there is something that we think is privileged or otherwise objectionable, we will inform the parties
right. Of
the nature of it, and
just so they can
object to it, and maybe submit it in camera or whatever.
Right. And when can you do? How long will it take you to do that?
I could do it tomorrow. I mean,
that's fine.
Is that satisfactory?
Yeah. Okay. So starting with page 1, top of page 1. This appears to be the bottom part of an email from Mr. Park, because it has his local logo, right? It says HSC.
Yeah, I think those are the emails that you, the March 4th email, then his response, and then this is the next email on the 5th.
Okay, but that's his logo. So he's intertwined in this communication.
Oh, I'm saying, so this is the March 4th.
No, I'm just talking about, I'm not talking about March, I'm just talking about this
thing. Yeah, I'm saying this is the email from March 4th that we discussed earlier, and this is the continuation. Remember I said, but I responded on the 5th, that was to that chain that was sent on the 4th.
You're saying the top part of this email chain?
Yeah, I don't know which.
It starts with the 4th, that's the omitted part?
Yeah, so there's two more pages here, and then that's the March 4th email from Gina to HIC, then I think HIC made a response to that email, and then this is the next email after that, sir.
March 5th.
Yes.
Okay, so why is Mr. Park included in this chain between Pilar? What I'm looking at is the middle email, March 5th, 2016, 8:40 a.m. Why is he included in an internal email about instructions from Pilar to Gina?
He's not included.
Okay, so why is his logo on the chain email?
Excuse me, no, because she's responding to this email, and I guess she obviously took him out, and then responding with the attachment, you know, with the previous email there.
Are you speculating, or
no? I mean, his name would be here if he was included, right? Says to Gina, CC, me, Gabrielle, Colleen, and it doesn't say Mr. Parker. You see that?
So, but you're not sure.
I'm sure because it's not there. You can't send an email to him.
But he was copied, which is why his email is.
No, he wasn't copied, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So she responded to Gina without copying
him,
Mr. Park.
I see. Now, normally wouldn't his logo be in the bottom?
That's what I'm trying to say when I did the print off. It just prints email one time. But yeah, if you see the chain, it'll be.
Because typically when I do that, all the logos are on the bottom. So it's odd to see his logo on top. It looks like there was another email that got cut off. My experience with emails is that
we're getting testimony. Is there a question?
Okay,
Mr.
So is it preparatory to your question?
Yes. My experience, Mr. Denied, is that when I email different people, the logos end up in the bottom. All right? So if I see a logo, HIC, on top, which leads me to think there was another communication up here that's been cut off. So I'm asking you, is that possible? And if so, can we have that email?
I think his testimony is that that's the March 4th email that is omitted from here that has already been provided.
Okay. So, all right, let's go. When you go to the March 4th email, you're talking about the one that's referenced right below, sent from my BlackBerry 10 smartphone from Don, part to Gina, and copy to various people. The March 4th email, right?
Yeah, the one we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And that is Exhibit 11, is it not? Exhibit 11.
I believe so, yes.
Exhibit 11 was sent in this room. The public auditor noted this, that she had sent this email. They were communicating at 8:53 p.m. at night. So this is the March 4, 2016 email sent on Friday from Mr. Park to Gina at Guam time, I think Korea, is this Korea time? It's 8:53 p.m., but then on the Korea time is 2 hours behind, right? It's 2 hours?
1 hour.
1 hour? Is that the email?
Yeah.
One I'm looking at on Exhibit 11?
Correct.
Where Don tells Gina, thank you for your email. thank you, it's a great honor to be selected, and I will review the document and respond to you as soon as possible. He's referring to the Appendix A to the contract you signed.
Correct.
Okay. So the email that was deleted from Exhibit 33, or not included, let me just not, it says quoted hidden text, is actually the email that I just referred to in Exhibit 11. Is that what you're comfortable
with? I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'll provide the exploded out version, even with the copies. Just,
okay,
yeah,
thank you.
No problem.
And Pilar responds to that email because she's copied on the March 4th email, right? I'm referring to 33 again. The first email, Pilar is responding to that March 4th email from Don, but she deletes him from her response and says, let's get, for the procurement record, have a notice of selection announcement put in GV, be granted a signature of LGM. Letters to all bidder shows will be formalized. But that was never done. That was not done on March 5th, correct?
It wasn't done on March 5th.
Okay. And the notice of selection is really the notice of, what is she referring to here when she says official notice of selection announcement? What is that?
Yeah, the selection and non-selection announcements. The official announcements.
Just to clarify, because she also says letters to other bidders should be formalized. So when she says official notice of selection, she's saying the notice of intent to award. Is that possible?
Yeah, notice of selection.
Is she referring to the notice of intent to award? And because in the same sentence, a paragraph, the last sentence says, letters to all bidders should also be formalized.
And so this is an area, Ms. Tang, that I was talking about where, you know, you've got an email communication between two people that he's not a party to other than being copied. So, I mean, I understand you want to make arguments regarding it, but I don't know if it's helpful to ask him unless he actually knows. So if you can establish that he knows, why?
Do you know what she's referring to here?
I think notice of the official notice of selection and then the letters to other bidders. I would assume is the non-selection, is what you meant.
But the notice of selection is the notice of intent award? Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I don't know specifically which one she meant, but.
Would there be any other notices that one would send to HIC at that point in time?
Would there be a, I'm sorry, what's the question? Is it?
Would there be any other notices that GVB would be sending to HIC at that point in time?
Yeah, the selection and then intent to award. I mean, the notices that.
I'm sorry?
Yes, the notices.
Which one would that be?
First, the selection and the intent to award.
So it's two different documents you're talking about. The notice of selection, and then there's a notice of intent award.
Are you asking what she's talking about? Or
no,
what
I'm asking
about?
What is your understanding of what would be sent to HIC at that point?
Yeah, the select, first the selection and then the intent to award.
Okay. Did you produce a copy of the notice of selection in the procurement record?
Yeah, I'm sure it's in there. Yeah.
Okay. You're sure? Can you find the document?
The intent to award?
The notice of selection.
Is it the same document you're referring to, or?
I'm just asking if, my just so there's no confusion, I'm asking what notices would you be submitting or giving to HIC at that point in time, which was March 5th, 2016?
The intent to award.
Okay. And then just going, it starts at the bottom of page one. It's from Pilar. It's 8:50 p.m. From to Gina. It appears to be
p.m. or a.m.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a.m. Excuse me. It appears to be identical to the email on top. Am I correct? From Pilar to the group, to the group?
Yes.
And it's also a duplicate page. I'm on page two now. The March 4th email at 6:53 p.m. That's the same email that's referenced on page one, right? So these are duplicate.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's an email at from Pilar to the group, UVB group, and it's in the middle of page two, Saturday, March 5th at 3:14 p.m. Do you recall what that email was about?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. The way I printed it is just print all, and then just printed this, but I'll explode out the things. Yeah.
If you recall, that's fine. If you
yeah,
don't.
I don't know.
Okay, you don't recall?
Or if that's one of the other emails being resent again, I don't know.
Okay. Now, the Balam email, let's talk about that. So on March 8th, 6:21 p.m., this is from Gina. She writes to Pilar. She's referring, have you reviewed this email, this March 8th email, 6:21 p.m. below?
No, let me just refresh my memory.
And did you have discussions with Gina about the contents of this email? March 8th, 6:21 p.m. email.
Specifically, the email, I'm on the email.
Yeah, but did you talk to her about the contents of this email or?
Before? It was sent or after? Or
anytime.
Did we talk specific about this email? I can't recall, but. I see the email.
Okay. So you don't recall if you had conversations with her about it?
No, we haven't been talking about the procurement.
I'm sorry, I'm just talking about the contents of this email, March 8th, 2016.
That's what I mean. I specifically on this email, I can't say we spoke specifically on this email. But
okay. Did you talk to Pilar about the contents of this email? Pilar McDonald?
I think she was off island at the time, so. See, that's why she had emailed from her on Saturday. She was up on.
So you didn't talk to her about it?
About this email?
Mm-hmm.
Not specifically. No.
Okay. Did you talk to anybody else on this chain here, Gabriel and Colleen, about the contents of this email?
No.
Okay. Do you know what memo she's referring to in paragraph one?
I think that's the sheet of the ratings, the summary sheet.
The evaluation memo? That's an exhibit, right? That you talked
yeah.
About. And then you had signed off on. Is that the one you signed off on?
I did sign that was the sheet, proceed, don't proceed.
Right.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what she was
so talking. I think that's exhibit. So she says here that we signed the memo approving evaluation committee ratings, and this is dated March 8th. So it's not true because you actually signed it on March 9th, right?
Sure. She said, I believe.
Yeah, so but it's not an accurate.
I'm sorry, which
statement.
Are we referring to? Mine's dated February 25th.
So you have an objection or you're asking for clarification?
Yeah, clarification.
Okay.
Which document are you referring to?
I'm referring to exhibit
10.
We were on exhibit 33.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, okay, I understand the confusion. So let me just rephrase. So let's take you through this. Exhibit 33, page 2. There's an email on March 8th from Gina to the GBB group. You see that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And in the first paragraph, she says, I believe, second sentence, I believe he signed the memo approving the evaluation committee's ratings of the four offers. You see that?
Uh-huh.
And she's referring to the evaluation committee memo that is exhibit 10 of the TLK exhibit.
Correct.
Okay. And exhibit 10, page, last page of exhibit 10.
Objection.
What's
that is not what exhibit 10 is.
Do you understand the question, Mr. Goodnight? So she's asking you about, first you're on exhibit 33, and Ms. Tang is asking you about, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I believe he did sign the memo approving the evaluation committee's ratings of the four officers, offerers, right? And then when she went to exhibit 10.
Which is the evaluation memo, right?
Yeah.
And then on the last page, which is date number one, no, not last page, date number 191, there's your signature with your, with a date, March 9th, 2010.
Exhibit 10.
Exhibit 10.
Yep.
Right. And so her statement here, referring back to 33, exhibit 33, that I believe he did sign a memo approving the evaluation committee's ratings of the four offerers, referring to you signing exhibit 10,
correct,
is not true. Was it accurate?
I mean, she sent this email Tuesday at 6:21, which was signed, you know, the next day. But she said, I believe he signed it, so maybe she did believe I signed it.
Okay.
So then I can't say it's not true.
But it's not a true statement, because we know you only signed it on March 9th.
Well, the statement is, I believe he did sign the memo. So is it a true statement that she believed it? Then, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to be difficult, but
okay.
I can't really speak for what
That's
Gina
fine.
Believed.
So you don't have personal knowledge about what's going on. You didn't talk to her about any of this.
Well, no, we did talk that, yeah, we needed to move forward with proceeding with the formal notices, as Pilar said, and that's why she said her discuss with Chris on the next steps, and so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and we talked about a termination of paragraph 3, termination of TLK contract. Did you see that?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and did you have discussions with Gina about this?
Yeah, she just informed me that, you know, they were on a 30-day month-to-month, so she gave some detail on the timeline here.
Okay, and she assumed that HIC will commence on April 15, right? Here she said.
Yeah, she was saying if they did, yeah.
Yeah, if HIC
yeah.
started work. And then P.S., there's a postscript here, at the KMC meeting today. What is the KMC meeting?
The Korea Marketing Committee.
Okay. And that's not on the Thursday, right? That's on the Tuesday? Is that on the Thursday?
At the KMC today, so yeah, that would be the date, the March 8th.
That's Tuesday, right? Yeah. The chairman, she said, no one asked about the RFP, however, chairman reported on the status. Who is she referring to here?
Bart.
Bart. He's the chairman of the Korean.
Yeah, it's in it, sir. She said, so Bart.
Okay. Were you at this meeting, the Korean market meeting?
I was not, no.
So you don't know what was said there?
I do not know.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and who is Henry? So I think Henry now
is
knows.
Here.
Mr.
This
D.
is Henry.
Oh, okay. All right. That he's not the highest rated offerer. He was on the phone and Bart was talking about. Okay.
So do you have any knowledge about these statements?
I was not at that KMC, so.
So you don't know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so subject to getting a complete record, I have no objection of exhibit 33.
Okay. So how do you want to treat your objection? You want us to defer a ruling on it?
You know,
she broke
I don't have, you know, look, I'm fine with it coming in as long as we have a complete record so that everyone can see what was communicated. Because it is, there is, I mean, I think Mr. Delaney testified there are missing intervening emails, and
right.
We should see the communication.
So you will keep your objection under advisement
until such time the full record comes in.
Right.
And that's
that
fine.
Be tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm unclear. Although she has just examined the witness on this document, she's objecting to its admission.
I think the indication is that she probably is not going to continue with the objection, but she wants confirmation. She'd like to look at the documents before she finalizes her position. Would
yes.
that be accurate?
And you know, I fully expect Mr. DeKnight to comply, so I don't see any issues.
So we'll keep it under advisement.
Yeah, and if it comes in complete, that's fine. You know, I think the evidence is the evidence.
I'm going to move to admit 33 because the witness was examined on its content.
Right, but I mean, you'd have to do that when you examine him, right?
I will.
It's still, because you've said a couple different things, right? So do you still object or you don't object?
My objection to it coming in will be waived once he submits the final complete document. If he doesn't, then that objection stands.
Let's say he says
I'm going to submit it tomorrow, but for some reason it doesn't get submitted, or when it's submitted, it's clearly not a complete record. Then, you know,
we'll keep your objection. Your objection is still there
until such time a full record comes in.
Right. Okay. How do you want to proceed now? Are you still examining Mr. DeKnight?
I'm sorry. Okay, I think I'm good. Okay, let me just do one more quick check.
I think it took 5 minutes.
Okay. The HICs, just quickly look at HIC,
sure.
Please. I'm sorry it's not numbered, so I'm going to try to do, I'm only looking at two sections. Count from Exhibit 2, first page, excluding the Exhibit 2 mobile, page 8. And it should have, the top says executive summary.
Okay, just give us one more.
Yeah.
Exhibit 2, page 8.
Yeah, and it doesn't have a page number, so you don't count it. But it says executive summary on top.
What is the document?
It's,
is it the response?
It's HIC's proposal.
Okay.
And you'll see this quote on it. It's pretty short.
Okay.
It's got the quote.
Is that executive summary?
Yeah, right here.
That's good.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so it's 8 pages in.
Are you already there, Mr. Fisher?
I am.
Yeah.
Is this YHIC?
No.
Can we help Mr.?
I got it.
Okay, so we're on this page with the post. Mr. DeKnight, did you have an opportunity to review HIC proposal?
I wasn't on the reading committee, but you know, I just skimmed through it.
Okay, and let's look at HIC overview, which is the second header on near the bottom of the page.
Yes.
And the first paragraph says it was founded in 2006 as SD Farm in Korea, then changed its name to HIC in 2013.
Yes.
Are you aware of TLK's allegations regarding SD Farm, the relationship between SD Farm and HIC?
Specifically?
We're saying that they're two separate entities.
Okay.
That it didn't change its name.
Are you aware of the
allegations?
Not that part of it.
Okay. Have you invested? So those were allegations that TLK made its an appeal, all right? And what we call protest one, right? Just appeal. Did anyone at GVB investigate these claims? Did you investigate these claims?
That they're a different company?
Yes.
Did we investigate that it was a separate company? No.
Did you or anyone at GVB talk to HIC, pick up the phone and ask them, or even write to them and ask them, TLK is alleging that you are two different companies. What, you know, get to the bottom of it. What's the truth? Did you do this?
I thought the TLK was questioning their 5 years of experience, which might.
Right, that's one of the, that's true. But one of the allegations we raised is SD Farm is a separate entity, is a different entity than HIC. This was alleged in our protest. Would you like to see the protest that actually? I mean, I don't.
It's a different company?
Yeah, it's a different entity.
And that's,
so let me
that's
just
not
say,
allowed.
Did anybody call HIC and ask them, is this true? SD Farm is not HIC.
And you mean in terms of time, you mean after the protest was launched?
That's right, yes.
Is SD Farm, did we ask them if they changed their name or if they're a different company?
Mm-hmm.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. When you say we, you're being, you being you and others in the GB. This is, I wish I could count this, but you could look for the organization chart. It looks like this, and it's about this far through.
Still on Exhibit 2, right?
Yes. And it's right behind the team, pictures of people, just the photos.
There are some page numbers on.
Oh, you're right, page 24.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, just the. Some of them have, yeah, some of them have numbers. 24. It's left hand corner, I'll say 24. It says organization chart. Organizational chart of HIC, correct?
Yes.
And then there's some information in the upper left-hand corner. Of interest to me is the age of business, the 5th item under HIC organizational chart. You see that?
Correct.
And it says a total of 10 years. So is your understanding from looking at this that it's representing as 10 years of business experience? And that 5 years as SD Farm and 5 years from 2011 as the agency.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When, well, I guess I asked you that. So other than this information that's contained, the information is contained in this, the proposal from HIC and the representations made, did GBB receive any other information from HIC or any other source regarding HIC's, experience?
Did we receive any other source of their experience other than this?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Did GVB, you or anyone at GVB ask or seek any information from any party? HIC or any party about its experience.
About the, are you talking about specifically about the age of business or the experience?
Let's, we can ask about both. About the age of business first.
We did not know.
How about its experience?
Well, the experience is in the, that's another section of the document.
Right,
yeah.
But did you actually go out there and say, can you provide additional, did you seek additional
information? No, we did not know.
So you relied completely on HIC's representations and statements, yeah?
Correct.
Objection, that's a misstatement. He was not on the evaluation committee.
Right, I mean, his testimony is there.
Okay.
Did you want to, based upon that comment, did you want to clarify anything? because it is correct. He testified he wasn't on the evaluation committee when you say relied upon union the committee or GVB as a whole.
Okay, so do you know if anyone, would the evaluation team have taken upon themselves, the evaluation committee, to request additional documents from HIC or a third party?
Did they?
Did they
request?
Mm-hmm.
They did not request.
So I think for Mr. DeKnight. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Okay. What time do we have?
Well, I'm going to ask to continue this hearing to August 9th at 9 in the morning. Mr. DeKnight has been testifying now for 5.5 hours. I think it's half of what Secretary Clinton did.
No, I request that we continue.
I would ask that... we just continue it since we are clearly not going to finish today.
Ms. Tang, are you going to have any other witnesses?
Probably just Mr. Lee to get into the documents because they want stipulate.
Right, I think I agree. Mr. Fisher still has to do his cross examination. We're going to stop at 5. So, do you think you'd be done by 5?
I do not. And 5.5 hours is quite some time for a witness to be testifying.
That also gives you the opportunity.
Was it continuous, though, because we did have time?
We did have a lunch. Oh,
yeah.
We had
5 hours then.
Yeah.
That does give you the opportunity.
Can we just start, please? See how much he gets through?
I think we'll wait until August 9th.
And thank you.
That also gives you the opportunity, if Ms. LeBlanc
make
is back, to...
Make it at 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock.
Well, okay, I mean, in the interest of doing that, I mean, I'd like to put Kona on the stand.
Right. I mean, if she's here, if she's subpoenaed and she's here, you'll have that opportunity.
Can I ask if Mr. DeKnight and the council will agree to produce her without the need of a subpoena?
We will not. They have to be subpoenaed. We can't speak for Ms. Kona. I know. If she's subpoenaed, she will appear.
So prepare the subpoena so that we will transmit it.
Okay.
And we'll continue to August 9th at 10.
Can I get just a question? What is the status of HIC's contract right now? Are they working for GVB?
They're under contract.
Are they under contract?
So by tomorrow, please provide those additional emails to council. And then Mr. Fisher, please provide that unredacted to the public auditor. You can do that under seal. And if there is nothing privileged, then please provide it tomorrow to Ms. Tang.
Will do.
And if there is anything that you believe is privileged, then please prepare a log about what you consider privileged and how do you want to proceed from there if you consider something privileged?
If there is, I'll look at the log. If I have no objections, I'll just notify parties and I'll just communicate. That's fine.
Okay. So, Ms. Tang, I mean, we're not going to be done today anyway, so.
Just my housekeeping purposes, I heard we are clear that every exhibit other than the ones we mentioned as being objected to on our exhibit list is admitted.
Not exactly. What has been admitted that we've agreed to is the list of the numbers that you gave
yep.
us, but not everything in your, because we haven't spoken about all of them.
So, Mr. Fisher, with respect to the exhibits that you objected to, the transcripts of proceedings, I mean, can you review those before we resume and,
of course.
And satisfy yourself that they're accurate?
Yes, and they have given us, we discussed identified documents, only a couple of which we have objected to. The rest are in as to the identified documents.
Right, so. In terms of the exhibits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Wait, may I forgot, I got one more question for him. I forgot, one more document. And we have time, apparently.
For Mr. Demai?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
if I may?
Yeah, in just a moment. So, but when we, by the time we resume August 9th, the parties are ordered to, to identify any exhibits that they object to. And otherwise, they're going to be all taken as admissible.
Okay, and that would be thus far, because of the 32 documents, and I understand what the hearing officer is saying, by the way. 33,
we're on 33.
Right, okay, and they've only identified and used about 10 of them.
Right, so we're only talking thus far, right, about the stipulation that you guys entered into today was based upon what has been submitted for identification.
That's correct.
Right?
Correct.
No, I understand the stipulation to be everything except the ones identified.
When I say identified, I mean that you identified on the record. You submitted for identification.
My understanding of the stipulation is that everything on our list is accepted, except for, I think, the four or five that I rattled out.
Is that accurate or
inaccurate? No, that is inaccurate.
So
you know, this is
so you guys.
So
it's all part of the procurement record.
This
is ridiculous.
So the
stipulation that we are agreeing to enter is the procurement record comes in. And of the identified documents, which were 23, 7, 13, 15, 29, 30, 31, 32, 4, and 28, we have identified on the record that we do not object to number 23 and number 13.
So the procurement record is not objected to.
Right.
Well,
and number 30. And
all
number
of the
30.
Documents that are part of the procurement record are not objected to.
Wait, but Mr.
No,
Curry,
that's
also,
not what
yeah,
he's saying.
Asking,
he's saying if we didn't use
Is Exhibit 1 the RFP, for instance, which is in the procurement record, but perhaps wasn't identified? Are we agreed that's in?
Well, wait.
The procurement record.
He's saying, my understanding, he's saying if we didn't identify it, it's not in, even though it's part of the procurement record. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
if that's the case, then this is just a waste of time because it's your record. And you know what? We'll pull in all your evaluators and we'll have them testify. That's what we'll do.
I mean, you guys can present your cases however you see fit, but there should be an effort.
Okay.
The parties are ordered to meet and confer, and prior to commencement of the continued hearing, to identify those exhibits that they object to as to the other party. Otherwise, they're all going to be deemed admissible.
And I'm okay with that.
Well, and that's fine. I think that there's an unfortunate misunderstanding which has arisen. The documents in the procurement record are in. Now, the documents which are in this exhibit list, which we got from TLK, many of those documents are in by virtue of the fact that they're in the procurement record.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the documents, it looks like about 12, are not in the procurement record.
12 separate exhibits?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It looks like 11 were not in the procurement record that they have provided. And some of those we don't object to.
So in the interest of time, the two of you need to get together to resolve it.
Right.
So that when we come to the hearing, we will know what has been accepted and what has not been accepted mutually.
Fair enough.
And it seems like we're going over a lot of facts that could have been stipulated to prior to the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff in here that is on the record, and the parties really probably could have stipulated to it, and probably could have been done.
Quite a record. I sent a stipulation over on Friday, which they refused to respond to.
I don't want to argue with that.
I have
your email.
So we don't want to do it.
All right, so please, the parties are ordered to meet and confer, and prior to commencement of the next hearing, to identify those exhibits that they object to. Otherwise,
we'll
prepare an order.
Okay.
All right,
and
then
we will meet on August 9th at
10
o'clock.
Ms. Tanger, are you sure you want to go forward on another document now? Or do you want to wait?
Yes, I do.
And then you're going to be done with them under it? Because if you're going to reserve, then we're going to stop now. But if you're going to be done with them on direct, then if you're going to wrap him up in 5 or 10 minutes, that's fine. But if you're going to continue to hold him on direct, then we'll continue.
All
All right, I'll read it.
Since we'll come back on the 9th, Tom, why don't we finish our direct then? I mean, we might be done on the 9th, but as for now, since we're ending, let's end.
Yes.
We'll pick it back up on the...
Yes.
And there might be further development test for this letter, by the way.
So the 9th will be at 10.
Would you like us to try to stipulate? I'll be happy to resend my stipulation to Mr. Fisher.
It would be helpful if parties could try to stipulate to as many facts as possible.
Okay, I will send my stipulation to make that effort.
Mr. Fisher, I mean, if you can't stipulate, then that's fine, but I mean, that should be, there have to be areas.
It sounds like a lot of that may be unnecessary because they're wrapping up anyway, so.
The first stipulation is, this is the RFP. They won't even stipulate to that. This is a waste of government funds.
Well, let's try to all, cooperate and streamline this. So, Mr. Fisher, Ms. Tang presents to you with a proposed stipulated facts, please endeavor to...
In the agency's best interest, we will act accordingly.
Okay. I mean, I understand that the parties can't always stipulate, but there, the things that we've gone over today certainly are a number of areas where the parties could have stipulated.
I agree.
Okay. So let's
We're off.
Adjourn.
Okay. We're off the record at 4:40 p.m.